Then you've got a guy like Connor Hellebuck, who had to pay his dues, spend a little bit of time, eventually worked his way to becoming the number one goaltender in Winnipeg, the unquestioned number one this past season, on his way to a 44-win campaign and winning, or at least being named for the Vezina Trophy. It was Pekka Rinne who ended up winning, so pardon me for that. But Connor Hellebuck had a heck of a campaign, and he followed that up with a strong performance in the playoffs as well. He's only 25, 26 years old, so he's going to just only get better, right? Goaltenders, they can keep playing until they're mid-30s.
Well, there's two ways to look at this. The one side of it is, again, it could be good value for the Jets. It's a six-year deal for a goaltender that if he keeps himself in the Vezina conversation, then is arguably worth more money than that.
Right.
The other side of it is because he hasn't had an extended run of success. He's had one very good season, another one, a pretty solid season. The glass half empty view is, you know, if it doesn't work out, then it's a lot of time to give a goaltender like that money. I'm of the glass half full persuasion. I think that this is a deal that will serve the Jets very well.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps Connor Hellebuck locked up long term, and I believe that he'll continue to play this way consistently. But it's definitely interesting to talk about.
I do concur with you on that. Joining us now to talk more about this particular signing, Ray Petkow, agent for Connor Hellebuck, and he's with Alpha Hockey here, joining us on Sportsnet 650. Good afternoon, Ray. How are you?
Hi there. Doing very well, thanks.
I appreciate you joining us here today on The Playbook. And first of all, of course, a big day for you and your client, goaltender Connor Hellebuck with the Winnipeg Jets. A six-year deal, $37 million in total, just over $6.1 million per year. How did comparables come into play when talking about this particular extension? Because the money, in terms of similar contracts and values for goaltenders, seems very reminiscent of what Braden Holtby signed with the Capitals not too long ago.
Right, yeah. Yeah, Holtby's name, of course, was mentioned more than a few times over the last few months in our office. And I don't want to give away too many details, but it's always a little bit more difficult for goaltenders because there's so few in the league compared to forwards or defensemen. You have fewer comparables. And so the range is quite wide when you're looking at the right comparables. And of course, Connor being a restricted free agent, you have to, depending on what you're looking for, if you're looking for a longer term deal, maybe some of the UFAs come into play, but mostly you're looking for restricted free agents and trying to find the right comparable there. So it gets to be a little bit challenging, and there weren't too many goalies that we could look at who had one elite season like Connor just finished. And before that, the year before wasn't as good, of course. So that did present a bit of a challenge for us to find the right number for Connor.
And with goaltenders or with players in general in situations like that, I think it's fair to say that it would probably be more common for the term to come down a little bit and it be more of a bridge deal. But this is a six-year contract that will carry Connor until he's an unrestricted free agent. How important was that from your perspective and his perspective that he have term involved in this deal like this?
Well, it was important for mostly for Connor. There's different ways we could have approached this. We could have gone a shorter deal, like you said, a shorter bridge deal, and you're looking at really believing in yourself. You bet on yourself that you're going to have maybe two or three elite years and sign a very big deal, big number deal. But it was also important for Connor to show the team and the fans, mostly I think his teammates, that he's 100% committed to this group. We talked about that a lot. We first talked about it maybe a day after or 2 days after his season ended, and because I knew they'd want to get talking pretty quick. And so he just really believes in that group of guys. And I know he says it in the media, and sometimes if you hear it a lot of times, you kind of don't maybe realize how much he means that. He loves this group in Winnipeg. And the coaching staff, Wade Flaherty, is tremendous. He believes in the job that Chevy and his management team are doing. So he really wants to win a Stanley Cup in Winnipeg. And it ended up being not just a dollar cents conversation like it sometimes is with a lot of players. I got a sense that he wanted a deal that was good for both himself, of course, but also something that the team could work with. And I think we found that mark. And of course, you wait a few years and you can look back and say, well, he's overpaid, underpaid, or just right. Hopefully it all works out. Of course, you don't know how that will look, but those are the things that are important to him, and wanting to lock up or lock in for 6 years. That was mostly Connor saying, this is my team. These are my boys. This is the team I want to win with. So let's do this.
Ray Petkow of Alpha Hockey, the agent for Connor Hellebuck, joining us here on the Playbook on Sportsnet 650. On the other side of things, what do you think it says about the faith that the Jets have in Connor, that they were willing to give him that sort of term after, as you said, one elite season?
Mm-hmm. There too, I think you look at the kind of the internal workings of the team with Wade Flaherty's work that he's done with Connor. Again, I'll never be able to stress enough how great I think Wade has been for Connor, and he's one of the best goalie coaches, and he's a great communicator. So I think they saw the relationship that Wade and Connor have, and that will give them more confidence. Just that fact alone, how well they work together, and the improvement that they saw in the last few years. But definitely for a goaltender who's had one elite year, for them to believe in him and sign him for a 6-year deal, that does show a lot of confidence, and that's not lost on Connor or myself. Connor, of course, I know he's got a fantastic work ethic and takes very good care of his body and has a good, healthy lifestyle. So that'll continue, and I think the Jets will be very pleased with Connor and this deal.
Nothing was given to Connor, of course, this past year. Last summer, the Winnipeg Jets did sign Steve Mason. They brought in somebody to compete for that number one job before Connor outright won it, and of course did the incredible thing of getting to the playoffs with the Jets, becoming a Vezina Trophy finalist, so a remarkable season for him. But when the Jets did bring in Steve Mason, did Connor essentially just realize this situation and say, I have to fight for this, and I'm going to make them give me this job just by sheer determination and will and skill?
Yes, he wasn't upset that they brought a really good goaltender in last year, but it was a little bit of an awakening for him, where he just said, just watch me. It pushed him the right way. He enjoyed working with Steve, by the way. That was a very good relationship. I think if they would have brought in a goaltender who had less experience, it may not have, maybe it wouldn't have pushed the right buttons. And so I think in hindsight, even though the Jets maybe did a little bit of made a move there to dump some salary, that might be one way to categorize that trade, but it was still an important move for Connor when they made that deal. And it really did help him, and he did use it as motivation, which obviously it worked.
With the phenomenal season he had last year, heading into that and prior to it, you knowing him quite well as his agent, did he make any big changes in his game or do anything differently that produced the results that we saw from him last year?
He did, and I've only represented Connor. He came to our agency approximately 15 months ago, immediately after the previous season is when he signed with our agency. And a big reason for that is the training program that we have, specifically Net360, the goalie program, and Adam Francilia, our trainer, who his roots are right there in BC. He's originally from the Vancouver area, now living in Kelowna or Lake Country, BC. And Adam's he's an excellent trainer and more. He's nutrition and health expert in so many different ways. He's so important to our group and what we do with all of our clients. But the goalie training and goalie specific training, I should add, was something that Connor was looking for, and there's not a lot of those types of programs that are offered right now for the elite goaltenders, and that's really the biggest change that he made, was just a complete change in his summer program, on ice, off ice. We did a lot of different things with Connor last summer that he had never seen or done before. And so that and you always, you love to see somebody who's in the NHL still looking to get better all the time and not afraid to make some big changes like that. And Connor did that.
Ray Petkow of Alpha Hockey, the agent for Connor Hellebuck, with us for a few minutes on the playbook on Sportsnet 650. As I understand it, you also represent Laurent Brossoit, who has signed in Winnipeg to be, I would imagine, the backup goaltender behind Connor. Do they know each other very well? Do they have some chemistry there? And I know particularly if they're going to have to work together quite a lot going forward, that I'm sure would be of value.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they know each other. They're friends. They train together. So they both do the Met 360 program, and Adam Francilia is their off-season trainer. And I think their games will complement each other very well. It's always great to have a goalie partner who understands what your program is or what you're doing and the results you're trying to achieve, and they have that. Laurent Brossoit is, I believe, an underrated goaltender. I think he has some of the best technical skills of any goalie his age, and I do believe his ceiling is very, very high. And we were looking for an opportunity for Laurent to work within an environment that the Jets provide, and they had the opportunity that we were looking for. So it just made a lot of sense, and I know the two of them are very excited to be playing together this coming season.
Ray, you're also the advisor to a young Matt Thiessen, who the Canucks recently drafted with their 7th pick in Dallas this past, just a couple of weekends ago, really. And with Matt Thiessen, the Canucks seem very excited about his future. And you, with your work of working with, your history of working with goaltenders, of course, what excites you about the future for Matt Thiessen? The fact that Canucks took him late, and really, if he signs an ELC at any point down the road, given his draft, given that he was drafted in the 7th round, that seems like it's a big win for the Canucks organization.
I think it was a huge win, a very astute pick by the staff there, and when they called immediately after the draft, I think there was probably a few people in the organization chuckling a little bit, because I believe they stole one, and I think a few of them probably think that too. He is a tremendously, just a super young man, works so hard. He's very, very talented. He's raw right now as a goaltender. But the staff will love working with Matthew. He has a great background. He's a kid who loves to improve. He's a sponge. Easy to coach. I can't say enough good things about Matthew. He always has a smile on his face. He's one of those players. You just can't. It's hard to find him on an off day. Mm. I just haven't seen one yet. So I'm very high on Matthew as a person and a goaltender. I think he's a real good find for the Canucks. There, they're going to be very happy with him. And it'll take him a few years to develop into a legitimate pro prospect. He'll play in the USHL next year in Dubuque, and the year after he'll be at the University of Maine.
And we had our first look at him this past week when he was at the Canucks development camp and also with the Summer Showdown. I'm excited for him. And how promising is it for you to have an organization like the Vancouver Canucks, who have committed and invested a lot of resources into that particular goaltending department? Like they've moved Dan Cloutier to become director of goaltending. They've brought back their goaltending coach, Ian Clark, pardon me, forgetting his name at the moment. And then also they've got guys like Curtis Sanford already in the wings. Mm-hmm. It seems like a very progressive move when comparing that to other NHL teams who might at best only have a couple of guys in that particular goaltending department.
Right. I'm excited about that. I don't know Curtis Sanford personally, but I know Dan Cloutier quite well. I think the world of him. He's a great man and very good coach. He's excellent. Ian Clark is the founder of GDI, and the training that Matthew has done for the last number of years in Winnipeg, his coaches have been GDI goalie coaches, and so I think there's going to be a lot of familiarity there with Matthew, and just with how Ian will likely be looking to coach him with certain technical aspects. So I think it'll be a great relationship between all parties involved. And again, Matthew's easy to coach. He's one of those guys that any coach would love to have. But I think, especially in this situation, it seems like such a perfect fit. I don't know that there would have been a better fit in the NHL. And there's a lot of goalie coaches who love Matthew for the draft. The question may have been level of play in the league that he played in last year, which I think is an underrated league. But yeah, we're all very excited that Matthew has a good team that drafted him there, and the team will be happy with him.
Last one for me, Ray. You talk about how Matthew will go and play for Dubuque in the USHL next year. Just the thought process behind that decision for him to go south of the border and leave where he played in Steinbeck last year in the Manitoba Junior A League.
The idea there was just to go to a league that's considered better than where he played in the MJHL last year. MJHL is a very good development league, but USHL is a step above. It's quicker, faster. The shots are harder and more accurate. It's a better league for a goaltender who's at that level. I always like to make sure that goalies are challenged. If it gets too easy when they're in junior hockey, I feel like maybe we're missing out on an opportunity to develop, and so I think it'll be the right level of play for Matthew that will challenge him, and yet he won't be in over his head. I think he'll do very well, and Dubuque also has a full-time goaltender coach, which is very important to us. I think that's one of the more important things that some teams don't focus on as much as they could maybe. And then of course the ones who do, I think that you see the better results within their crease.
A lot of Canucks fans excited to hear this about Matt Thiessen and the future that might lay in front of him. Anytime Canucks goaltenders are mentioned, there's been a lot of good ones to have come through and develop in the system, so they get very excited. Ray Petkow from Alpha Hockey, really appreciate having you giving us some time here this morning on Sportsnet 650.
Sportsnet 650.